The next dictation by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD, is patient Marcia Perez, P-E-R-E-Z, first name M-A-R-C-I-A. This is a tremble exercise stress test file, EST, space Perez, space M. Tremble exercise stress test, day of examination, 5-9-22. Referring physician, Krista Paul, K-R-I-S-T-A, Paul, MD, a performing physician, Sharon Hermes, MD. I take that back. Referring physician is Paul Krista. Last name is Krista, K-R-I-S-T-A. Paul Krista, MD, performing physician, Sharon Hermes, MD, new paragraph, clinical indication, 50-year-old female with history of inappropriate tachycardia and hypertension for a stress test on her medication, parentheses, amlodipine, 5 milligrams, Q12H, and Nadolol, 20 milligrams daily. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation. New paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm. New paragraph, baseline blood pressure, colon 110 over 70. Baseline heart rate, 70 beats per minute. New paragraph. The patient underwent tremble exercise stress test utilizing Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for only 6 minutes to the completion of stage 2 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 109, parentheses, 64% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure 140 over 70 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 15260, period. Upon completion of exercise, the patient underwent a one-minute cool-down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a grade of 0%. New paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress or the recovery period. The patient complained of some dyspnea and fatigue at peak stress, but was not observed to be dyspneic. But complaint of anxiety and inability to go on to the next stage of stress. Patient exhibited only fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of at least 7 mets. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress with a level of stress attained. The patient had only a small increase in heart rate for the level of stress attained on her beta blocker. The patient had a final blood pressure 114 over 72 and a heart rate of 73 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress for the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph. 1. Normal ECG portion tremble exercise stress test is 64% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. The diagnostic predictive value of this finding is diminished by the failure to achieve 85% maximum predicted heart rate due to premature termination of stress. 2, the patient did not experience any chest discomfort and only experienced some mild dyspnea at the end of the stress test with no significant observation of dyspnea during the test. 3, the patient exhibited only fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity of at least 7 mets, period, functional capacity likely underestimated by this test. 4, the patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress on her medication for the level of stress attained. The patient had only a mild increase in heart rate for the level of stress attained. Heart rate response likely related in part to beta blockade, but also to decreased effort on the treadmill and failure to exercise to a level of stress that would provoke an increase in heart rate. findings are less likely to be related to any limitation in cardiac output by beta blockade as the patient's blood pressure increased appropriately with exercise. And associated symptoms were not observed. Suggest additional attempt at imaging correction. Suggest additional attempt at stress when patient is acclimated to treadmill exercise stress with the patient acclimated to treadmill exercise stress testing. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon R. Mays, MD.